el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, everybody. And how are you, Ray?
Hello. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Fine.
A little bit cold. The weather is chilly this morning.
Oh, yes. I have on a sweater, so I'm not that cold. What's the topic for today?
Today we are going to study placement of people, animals, and objects, and the use of prepositions. All these belong to Week 9's subject matter.
Prepositions? That sounds interesting.
In fact, it is. Yes. Prepositions are those words in English that tell where things are located in relation to others. They indicate the position in which a person, an animal, or an object is.
Why, oh why, do I waste my time? Why, oh why, hate this bad project? Why, oh why, do I waste my time? Why, oh why, hate this bad project? In my rotation, you said guaranteed. 1 year first author is all I would need, but you just lied.
You know that I want you, and you know that I need you. I got a bad, bad project.
As you heard in the song, the prepositions are in, on, up, down, out, through, between, next to, beside, above, below, under, over, around, in front of, behind. Turn to pages 139 and 140. Let's take a look at the exercises. Number one, Sonia is sitting behind John.
The preposition is behind.
John is sitting in front of Sonia.
In front is the preposition.
The pen is between the books.
The preposition is between.
The light is hanging over the table.
Over is the preposition.
The chair is next to the table.
The preposition is next to.
The man is getting out of the taxi.
Out is the preposition.
The woman is getting into the taxi.
The preposition is into.
Good. On your own, complete the exercises on pages 140, 141, and 142. Let's listen to the song, Where's the Monkey?
Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's under the bed. The monkey's under the bed. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey, the monkey's under the bed. Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's in the drawer. The monkey's in the drawer. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey, the monkey's in the drawer. Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's on your head. The monkey's on your head. Where's the monkey?
There's the monkey's on your head. Where's the monkey? The monkey's in front of the TV. The monkey's in front of the TV. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey. The monkey's in front of the TV. Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's over the desk. The monkey's over the desk. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey. The monkey's over the desk. Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's next to the door. The monkey's next to the door. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey. The monkey's next to the door.
Oh, I know the monkey is under the bed means que el mono está debajo de la cama.
Yes, debajo is under in English.
In is dentro. Entonces, el mono está dentro de la gaveta. On is encima. El mono está encima de mi cabeza.
Very good. You understood the song.
Yes, I also know that in front means enfrente de. Over means sobre. There is some distance from the man's head to where the monkey is.
Excellent. And what is next to?
It's al lado, a la par.
And between?
Entre o en medio de. And behind means detrás.
Very good. Students, see that prepositions are easy to learn, and I know you can learn them. Keep up the good work, students. Now, let's review the prepositions. Open your books on page 146. Number one, the map is on the wall.
Number two, the boy is on the chair.
Number three, the clock is on the box.
Where's the monkey? Where's the monkey? The monkey's under the bed. The monkey's under the bed. Where's the monkey? There's the monkey. The monkey's under the bed.
Let's review double H and yes, no questions and answers on page 147. Where's the cat?
It is behind the box.
Is the cat in front of the box?
Yes, the cat is in front of the box.
Well, now it's your turn. Complete exercises 3 through 9 on pages 147 and 148. Don't forget to ask someone if you don't understand something. Look at the picture on page 149 and let's create double H questions and their answers. Then, a yes-no question and answer. Example, where is the shoe?
The shoe is under the table.
Is the shoe next to the doll?
Yes, it is. Yes, the shoe is next to the doll.
Is the shoe between the bag and the comb?
No, the shoe is between the box and the doll.
See how easy it is? Now practice with the rest of the pictures and don't forget to practice this week's topic. And that I will be waiting for you with more to learn in the next program. So long.
Thanks. I learned so much in today's program that I can't wait for week 10's review.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.